There's a new all-time leader in girls' basketball wins, and we take a look at lines on different fields. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Starting this week, the MHSAA will have a new assistant director on staff. Former Chelsea Athletic Director Brad Bush is taking on the role of lead administrator for baseball and the officials program. Brad has been heavily involved in high school sports in Michigan for a number of years. He's been a statewide delegate on the MHSAA Representative Council during this past year and has been in different leadership roles within the Michigan High School Football Coaches Association since 2005. He also spent 22 years as the head football coach at Chelsea, first from 1997 to 2002, and then a second stint from 2004 to 2018. He compiled a 169-60 record with 13 league titles, 7 district titles, and a Division III runner-up finish in 2015. Bush is a 1988 graduate of Ypsilanti High School, where he was inducted into the school's Hall of Fame in 2019. He was also inducted into the Michigan High School Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame that year. He brings more than 30 years of experience in the classroom, on the field, and as an administrator to the MHSAA. Game balls this week go to Greenville's Megan Leslie. Even though the Yellow Jackets lost to Byron Center on Friday night, Megan went over 1,000 career points. She's just the fourth girl at Greenville to top 1,000. Essexville Garber swimmer Connor Dowd, he was the swimmer of the meet at the Ogama Heights Stephanie Rice Memorial, breaking the school record in the 100 backstroke, and he set the pool and meet record in the 100 butterfly. And to Warren Woods Towers, Kayla Taffinelli. She bowled a 289 in the title match, repeating as the Macomb County Invitation Champion. The senior is the only repeat winner in this event.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Lines, lines, everywhere lines. But as we learned last week, different lines mean different things. To recap, on the line in basketball and football is out of bounds. But in soccer, tennis, volleyball, baseball, and softball, on the line is inbounds. But what about other sports? In hockey, the puck has to be all the way over the line to be considered a goal or to be in the next zone. In golf, a ball on the line is in play, not out of bounds. Lacrosse is like football. A ball touching the line is out. How about a track example? In the long jump, if your foot touches the line, it's a foul. And in bowling, if you completely cross the line, it's a foul. Know the lines, and you'll know if you're in or out.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register.
And history for Al DeMott tonight. He gets win number 798, passing Frank Orlando all alone, most all time in MHSAA history in girls basketball.
That was Dennis Stuckey of GetStuckOnSports.com with the call as Sandusky beat Unionville Seabowing 42-28, giving head coach Al DeMott his 798th career win. DeMott started coaching girls basketball in 1979 and has spent his entire career on the Sandusky bench. The win moves Sandusky to 8-2 on the year. On the boys' side, current Beaverton coach Roy Johnston is the all-time leader in victories with 812 and counting. Don Palmer has won 1,025 total varsity games, 678 on the girls' side, 347 on the boys' side. Congratulations to Coach DeMott, and to check on all of the MHSAA basketball records, just go to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.